Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tirtham yat pratiyeta.
Tirtham yat pratiyeta.
Na pratiyeta chatmani.
Na pratiyeta chatmani.
Tadvidyadatmanomayam.
Tadvidyadatmanomayam.
Yatabaso yatatama.
Yatabaso yatatama.
Translation. What appears to be truth without me is certainly my illusory energy. For nothing can exist without me. This like a reflection of a real light in the shadows. For in the light there are neither shadows nor reflections. In the light, there are neither shadows nor reflections. For in the light, there are neither shadows nor reflections.
Purport.
In the previous verse, the absolute truth and its nature have been explained. One must also understand the relative truth to actually know the absolute. The relative truth, which is called Maya, or material nature, is explained here. Maya has no independent existence.
Maya не имеет независимого существования.
One who is less intelligent is captivated by the wonderful activities of Maya.
Люди, которые не обладают достаточным разумом, они привлечены деятельностью Майи.
But he does not understand that behind these activities is the direction of the Supreme Lord.
Но они не понимают, что за этой деятельностью есть Верховный Господь, который все направляет.
In Bhagavad Gita it is said,
Bhagavad Gita говорит,
Maya Jyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharachara. The material nature is working and producing moving and non-moving beings. Only by the supervision of Krishna. The real nature of Maya, the illusory existence of the material manifestation,
настоящая природа Майи или иллюзорного проявления этого материального существования
is clearly explained in Shrimad Bhagavatam.
Очень точно описано в Шримад Бхагаватам.
The absolute truth is substance.
Абсолютная истина – это сущность.
And the relative truth depends upon its relationship with the absolute for its existence.
И относительные истины, они в своем существовании зависят от абсолютной истины.
Maya means energy.
Maya значит энергия.
Therefore, the relative truth is explained to be the energy of the absolute truth.
Поэтому описано, что эти относительные истины, они являются энергией абсолютной истины.
Since it is difficult to understand the distinction between the absolute and relative truths,
поскольку трудно понять разницу между истинно абсолютной и относительной,
an example can be given for clarification.
То тогда, чтобы это было более ясно, приводится пример.
The absolute truth can be compared to the sun.
Абсолютную истину можно сравнить с солнцем.
Which is appreciated in terms of two relative truths.
И это солнце можно рассматривать как бы через призму двух относительных истин.
Reflection and darkness.
Отражение и темнота.
Darkness is the absence of sunshine.
Темнота – это отсутствие солнечного света.
And the reflection is a projection of sunlight into the darkness.
А отражение – это проекция солнечного света в темноте.
Neither darkness nor reflection has an independent existence.
Ни темнота, ни отражение не существует независимо.
Darkness comes when the sunshine is blocked.
Темнота проявляется, когда солнечный свет не проникает.
For example, if one stands facing the sun, his back will be in darkness.
Например, если человек стоит лицом к солнцу, его спина будет в темноте.
Since darkness stands in the absence of the sun, it is therefore relative to the sun.
Поскольку темнота, она возможна только при отсутствии солнца, то эта истина, она относительно солнца.
The spiritual world is compared to the real sunshine.
Духовный мир сравнивается с настоящим солнечным светом.
And the material world is compared to the dark regions where the sun is not visible.
А материальный мир сравнивается с темными областями, куда не проникает свет солнца.
When the material manifestation appears very wonderful,
когда материальное проявление кажется нам очень привлекательным,
this is due to a perverted reflection of the Supreme Sunshine, the Absolute Truth.
Это происходит благодаря искаженному отражению солнечного света абсолютной истины.
As confirmed in the Vedanta Sutra.
Как это подтверждает Vedanta Sutra.
Whatever one can see here has its substance in the Absolute.
Чтобы человек не видел, суть этого связана с абсолютом.
As darkness is situated far away from the sun.
Поскольку темнота, она далеко за пределами досягаемости солнечного света.
So the material world is also far away from the spiritual world.
Также и материальный мир, он далеко расположен от духовного мира.
The Vedic literature directs us not to be captivated by the dark regions.
Ведическая литература предупреждает нас не привлекаться темными областями.
But to try to reach the shining regions of the Absolute.
Но постараться достичь таких областей Абсолюта, которые исполнены света.
The spiritual world is brightly illuminated.
Духовный мир ярко освещен.
But the material world is wrapped in darkness.
Но материальный мир погружен в темноту.
In the material world, sunshine, moonshine, or different kinds of artificial light are required to dispel darkness.
В материальном мире для того, чтобы рассеять темноту, необходимы различные источники света, такие как солнце или луна.
Especially at night.
В особенности ночью.
For by nature the material world is dark.
Поскольку по своей природе материальный мир это место темноты.
Therefore, the Supreme Lord has arranged for sunshine and moonshine.
Поэтому Господь, Верховный Господь, устроил так, что здесь есть свет солнца и луны.
But in his abode, as described in Bhagavad Gita,
но в его обители, как описано в Бхагавад Гите,
there is no necessity for lighting by sunshine, moonshine, or electricity.
Нет необходимости в освещении солнцем, луной или электричеством.
Because everything is self-effulgent.
Поскольку все само по себе излучает свет.
That which is relative, temporary, and far away from the absolute truth is called Maya.
А и то, что временно и относительно по отношению к абсолютной истине, это называют Майя.
Or ignorance.
Или невежество.
This illusion is exhibited in two ways.
И эта иллюзия проявляется двумя способами.
As explained in Bhagavad Gita.
Как это описано в Бхагавад Гите.
The inferior illusion is inert matter.
А более как бы такая подчиненная иллюзия это инертная мертвая материя.
And the superior illusion is the living entity.
А более возвышенная иллюзия это живое существо.
The living entities are called illusory in this context.
И здесь в этом контексте живые существа называют относят также к категории иллюзии.
Only because they are implicated in the illusory structures and activities of the material world.
Только потому, что они вовлечены в иллюзорную деятельность и в иллюзорное существование здесь, в материальном мире.
Actually, the living entities are not illusory.
В действительности, живое существо нельзя отнести к иллюзорному.
For they are parts of the superior energy of the Supreme Lord.
Потому что они являются частями высшей энергии Верховного Господа.
And do not have to be covered by Maya if they do not want to be so.
И если они не хотят быть покрытыми Майей, они могут не попадать в деяние Майи.
The actions of the living entities in the spiritual kingdom are not illusory.
А действия духовный душ в духовной обители, в духовном царстве, они не иллюзорны.
They are the actual eternal activities of liberated souls.
Но это вечная, настоящая деятельность освобожденных душ.
Ома гьянатимаранда сия гьянандина салакая чакша умминитам янатазма шигривейна маха мукам коропи вачалам пангам мангайате гири якрипата махам ванде шиграм динатару. Actually, this is one of my favorite verses. Oftentimes quote this verse, but I wanted to read it today with a full purport as well. Because this commentary really fully explains the meaning of behind this verse.
Поскольку этот комментарий, он полностью подробно описывает и объясняет смысл этого стиха.
This force is very important because it helps us to understand the illusory nature of this material world.
И это объяснение, оно очень важно, потому что оно помогает нам понять иллюзорную природу этого мира.
Because if we can have a little understanding of the material world's illusory nature, it can help us to understand also the absolute. This is Prabhupada says right here in the beginning of the purport. That one must also understand the relative truth to actually know the absolute. The absolute truth is not so easily understood. Because the absolute is beyond the material world. And therefore the absolute truth cannot be understood by mental speculation. It cannot be understood with the material mind.
It
cannot be understood simply through logic and reasoning.
It
cannot be understood by these blunt material senses. The absolute truth is beyond our empirical sense perception. And therefore, the material mind and senses are not sufficient instruments for understanding. We can only begin to understand the absolute truth. When we hear about the existence beyond this material world. From absolute sources such as the Supreme Lord. That's what this verse is, that's who spoke this verse. This verse is one of the four essential verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It was one of the four original verses which the entire text of Srimad Bhagavatam was expanded upon. This verse, along with the three other verses, was manifested within the heart of Lord Brahma. After Lord Brahma had performed severe austerities and penances for 100 celestial years, and therefore this verse, along with the three other verses, was revealed to Lord Brahma within his heart. It was dictated to him by the Supreme Lord.
они были продиктованы ему Верховным Господом.
The very first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam describes this. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adikavye Bhuyanti Yatsurya. The Tene Brahma Hrida, within the heart of Lord Brahma, the depth of Vedic wisdom is revealed. Because Lord Brahma was the first created being of this universe. And therefore when he was created, nothing else was in existence. And therefore he needed to understand the nature of his own existence. And by receiving the instructions from the Lord to perform austerities, which were dictated to Brahma. As you probably know, is described in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. That when Lord Brahma took his birth from the lotus flower emanating from the navel of Garbhadakshay Vishnu. He was surrounded by darkness. But because nothing else had been created. So in an attempt to understand where he was, he climbed out of the seat of the lotus flower. And he climbed down the stem of the lotus flower. And came to the ocean, the Garbhadak ocean, where Lord Garbhadakshay Vishnu was lying. Everything was in darkness. Which we will also explain, because it's in reference to this verse about the nature of darkness.
И мы также это объясним подробнее, потому что в этом тексте, в этом комментарии говорится о природе темноты.
And Lord Brahma could not see where he was going.
И Господь Брахма даже не видел, куда он направляется.
When he came to the Garbhadak ocean,
и когда он приблизился к этому океану Гарбхадак,
he stuck his head in the Garbhadak ocean. His head into the Garbhadak ocean.
То он погрузил свою голову в океан Гарбхадак.
And he heard the vibration of the sounds. Tapa, which means austerities.
И он услышал два слога тапа, что переводится как аскеза.
He took these sounds to be divine.
И он понял, что происхождение этих звуков божественное.
And he climbed back up the lotus flower, sat in the seat, and began performing austerities for 100 celestial years.
И он отправился обратно цветок лотоса для того, чтобы
And by dint of those austerities performed by him, the Lord became pleased and revealed this truth within his heart.
The
previous verse describes that prior to this creation, only I exist. And no phenomena exists. Either gross, subtle, or primordial. After creation, only I exist in everything. And after annihilation, only I remain eternally. Annihilation, only I remain eternally. You didn't get what I said? After creation, only I exist in everything.
После творения только я существую во всем, а после уничтожения также остаюсь только я.
In other words, Krishna was explaining to him that how ultimately he is eternal and always existing.
Другими словами, Кришна объясняет ему, как в конечном итоге он вечен и он существует во всем.
And that everything that is existing throughout the entire creation is resting upon him.
И все, что существует во всем творении, в конечном итоге покоится на нем.
And in this verse he says that whatever appears to be truth without me is certainly my illusory energy.
И в этом тексте он объясняет, что то, что кажется истиной, но не связано со мной, безусловно, это моя иллюзорная энергия.
Because nothing can exist without me.
Потому что ничто не может существовать без меня.
That is the nature of this temporary world.
И такова природа этого временного мира.
Is that it appears to be real.
Это кажется реальным.
Because we cannot actually see the transcendental reality.
Потому что в действительности мы не можем видеть трансцендентную реальность.
We can. It is very difficult to see everything's connection to Krishna.
Очень трудно увидеть, как все связано с Кришной.
Because everything appears to be very much disconnected from Him.
Потому что все выглядит таким не связанным.
Everything appears to act completely independent from the will of the Lord.
Все выглядит независимым от воли Господа.
Yeah. Nothing can happen independent from the will of the Lord. Nothing can happen independent from the will of the Lord.
И ничто не может происходить независимо от воли
Бога. Material nature appears to act independently.
Материальная природа кажется, что она действует независимо.
But actually, the Supreme Lord is the controller behind everything.
Но в действительности Господь, Верховный Господь стоит за всем и все контролирует.
And therefore, in this verse it is described.
И поэтому в этом тексте описано.
That if something appears to be true.
Что если что-то выглядит истинным.
But if it's not connected to me.
Но если это не связано со мной.
It's illusion.
Кришна говорит, это иллюзия.
And the example which is given here is the example of the sun.
И пример, который здесь приводится, это пример солнца.
It's described that the sun, the absolute truth is the substance.
Говорится, что абсолютная истина это сущность.
And the relative truth depends upon its relationship with the absolute for its existence.
И относительные истины в своем существовании зависят от отношений к абсолютной истине.
In the same way that the sunlight is the actual substance.
И подобным же образом свет солнца это, ну, как бы это сущность, это изначальная субстанция.
But relative to the sunlight is darkness and the reflection of the sun.
Но относительно этого солнечного света существует темнота и отражение.
Neither darkness nor reflections can exist within the sun.
Ни темнота, ни отражение не могут существовать без солнца.
Darkness is when the sun is covered.
А темнота существует, когда солнце не проявлено.
Just like in this universe, the sun is appears to be a self-luminous object.
Как, например, в этой вселенной солнце выглядит таким объектом, который сам излучает свет.
And it is a continuous source of light within the universe.
И внутри вселенной это источник, который источник дающий жизнь, который как бы не кончается.
But we see darkness when the sun is covered.
Мы видим темноту, когда солнце закрыто.
In the same way, a reflection is a projection of the sunlight into the darkness.
Подобным же образом отражение это
reflection is a projection of light into the darkness.
Это проекция света в темноту.
Just like it is said that the moon is luminous because of the reflection of the sun.
Как, например, говорится, что луна излучает свет, потому что отражает свет солнца.
So the light of the moon is dependent upon the light of the sun.
Итак, свет луны зависит от света солнца.
In the same way, the reflection of light, wherever it may appear, is dependent upon the source of the light.
Подобным же образом отражение света, куда бы ни падало это отражение. Зависит от источника этого света.
Neither reflection nor darkness can exist without the sun.
Ни отражение, ни темнота не могут существовать без солнца.
Because both of them are dependent upon the existence of the sun.
потому что и то, и другое зависит от существования, от Солнца.
But the sun is the actual substance.
Но Солнце является как бы субстанцией.
In the same way, it is described that this material world is a reflection of the spiritual world.
Подобным же образом описано, что материальный мир является отражением мира духовного.
Whenever we see a reflection of light, we know there's a source for that light.
Когда мы видим отражение света, мы понимаем, что этот свет имеет источник.
In the same way, whatever we see in this material world, we should know that its source is in the spiritual world.
И так подобным образом, чтобы мы не видели здесь материальный мир, мы должны понимать, что источник этого находится в духовном мире.
But in the material world, when one is covered and cannot see the spiritual world, it appears to be so real.
Но в материальном мире, если видение человека покрыто, и он не может видеть мир духовный, то тогда мир материальный кажется ему совершенно реальным и настоящим.
But actually, everything in this material world is illusory because it is temporary.
Но в действительности все в этом материальном мире иллюзорно, потому что это временно.
And that which is real is that which is eternal.
А то, что вечно, только то, что вечно, является настоящим.
That point is also being explained here in this purport. So when the material manifestation appears very wonderful, this is due to a perverted reflection of the supreme sunshine, the absolute truth. So it appears to act very wonderfully. But it acts so wonderfully because of its connection with the Supreme Lord. Without being connected to the Lord, nothing can act. But in the material world, it is very difficult to see that connection. Because we are covered by that illusory energy of the Lord. It is one of the Lord's energies. The Lord has a spiritual energy, which is eternal and full of knowledge. The Lord has the living entities, which are us. We are also eternal. But we can become covered by the Lord's third energy, which is Maya. Illusion. And it's visible in fruitive activities. These are the three primary energies of the Supreme Lord. And when the living entity is under the illusory curtain of this Maya,
и когда живое существо покрыто вот этой завесой иллюзии или мали,
he cannot see everything connected to the Lord, but he sees everything connected to himself.
Оно может не видеть, как все связано с Господом, но видит все связанное с собой.
That is the nature of Maya.
И такова природа Майи.
The nature of the illusory curtain covers us so that we actually see everything revolving around ourselves.
И вот эта завеса, вот эта иллюзорная энергия, она действует таким образом, что мы видим, как мы стоим в центре всего, и все связано только с нами.
And we cannot, not only can we not see anything else is connected to the Lord, but we cannot see ourselves connected to the Lord either.
И мы не только не можем видеть, как все остальное связано с Господом, но мы также не можем видеть, как мы связаны с Ним.
And therefore we think that we can be independent.
И поэтому мы думаем, что мы можем быть независимыми.
But this is an illusion, to think we can be independent.
Но думать, что мы можем быть независимыми, это иллюзия.
Because we can't exist without the Lord.
Потому что мы просто не можем существовать без Господа.
Just as Srila Prabhupada would oftentimes give the very simple example of the arm, which must be connected to the body.
Как часто Шрила Прабхупада приводил простой пример руки, которая должна быть связана с телом.
Any person with average intelligence knows that the leg, the arm or the head cannot be separate from the body.
Любой человек достаточно разумным понимает, что рука, нога или голова они не могут существовать независимо от тела.
Similarly, a devotee of the Lord does not differentiate the Supreme Lord from anything or from any being.
Таким же образом, преданный Господа, он не отделяет Господа ни от чего и ни от каких других живых существ.
Including himself.
Включая самого себя.
He understands he also has a connection with the Supreme Lord.
Он понимает, что он также связан с Верховным Господом.
And that connection is that he is an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord.
И эта связь, она такова, что он является вечным слугой Верховного Господа.
But when he's covered by this illusory curtain,
но когда он покрыт этой завесой иллюзии,
he connects himself to this material world.
Он связывает себя с этим материальным миром.
And he tries to establish so many connections to himself.
И он пытается установить, он пытается связать с собой как можно больше вещей.
But they're all simply connected to this body.
Но они все связаны просто только с этим телом.
Which is not the self.
Которое отличается от души.
That is the greatest form of illusion.
И это самая как бы высочайшая форма иллюзии.
The greatest form of illusion is called false ego.
Самая грубая форма иллюзии. Высочайшая форма иллюзии называется ложное эго.
An illusion means, or Maya means, to accept that which is not.
И иллюзия Maya означает принимать то, что.
To accept that means that which is not.
Принимать за что-то то, что этим не является.
I am not this body.
Я не являюсь этим телом.
But everything I do is always connected to this body.
Но все, что я делаю, всегда связано с этим телом.
If one doesn't understand the difference between the body and the self, he cannot differentiate between material activities and spiritual activities. Under illusion, he tries to connect everything to the false sense of himself. And therefore, the source of illusion, the material, primary source of illusion within the material world, is the sense of enjoyment.
И поэтому изначальный источник иллюзии в материальном мире это желание наслаждаться.
When one thinks in terms of I and mine.
Когда человек думает в категориях я, мыслит в категориях я и мое.
Just like in the first, in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described. That the illusory energy of the Lord cannot take precedence.
Что иллюзорная энергия Господа, она не может одержать верх.
Being ashamed of her position.
Но наоборот, она стыдится своего положения.
But those who are bewildered by her.
Но говорят так.
I am an enjoyer.
Я наслаждающийся.
I am a controller.
Я контролирую.
These things belong to me. I am this body. I am happy. I am sad. I am hot. I am cold. But these are all connected to the body. This is not connected to me. Happiness and distress is actually connected to the pleasures and pains of this body. Just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that those who are not disturbed by the threefold miseries, and who are not elated when there is happiness, and who are free from attachment, fear, and anger, they are known as sages of steady minds. They don't identify with happiness and distress of this material world. Because they know that the happiness and distress of this material world is only connected to the body. And is connected to the senses and in relationship to the sense objects.
И это связано с чувствами и взаимоотношениях с объектами чувств.
Just like Krishna says, matras vashastu konteyasi toshna sukha dukada. The non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course.
Как Кришна говорит в Бхагавад Гите, что временное проявление счастья и несчастья и их исчезновение в положенный срок.
They are like the appearance and disappearance of the winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception. And one has to learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. The happiness and distress that one feels in contact with this body. It's actually not real. It's only connected to the body. The living entity is actually meant to experience another form of happiness. It's the happiness on the spiritual platform. It's the happiness in the spiritual world. But being covered, we have no experience of that happiness. And we mistake the happiness that we experience of this material world for real happiness. But it's not. I am happy, I am sad. These are only a connection to the body. When the body feels pleasure, I think I am happy. When the body feels pain, I think I am sad. Whenever we identify anything with this material world, it is always subject to the duality of this material world. I experience something good, and then when it's gone, it's bad. I experience happiness. When it's finished, I'm sad. I'm experiencing sadness. When I forget how sad I am, I'm happy. But this is the duality of the material world. But it has no connection with reality. And then the Srimad Bhagavatam gives the example that these dualities of the material world do not, ultimately they do not exist. They only appear to be real due to our conditioned intelligence. It is simply due to seeing things separate from Krishna.
Нам кажется это благодаря тому, что мы видим все отделенным от Кришны.
And it's an imaginary experience.
И это опыт воображаемый.
Compared to the act of dreaming and desiring.
И такой опыт сравнивается со сном и желанием.
Just like when we dream at night of something very wonderful.
Как, например, если ночью нам снится что-нибудь необыкновенно хорошее.
Or we dream of something very horrible.
Или мы видим во сне что-нибудь ужасное.
When we wake up from the dream, from a very wonderful dream, we feel very bad. Because we see it was only a dream. Or if it's a very horrible dream, and we wake up from the dream, we feel very happy. Because it was only a dream. But both the happiness and the distress that we experienced had no connection with reality. It was only connected to a dream. That's what it's like in the material world. We experience so much happiness and distress, but it's actually not connected to reality. It has nothing to do with the real happiness that exists in the spiritual world. It is only a perverted reflection. It's not real. Just like the reflection that we see of the light in the darkness. We know that the reflection is coming from some other source of light.
то есть отражается свет, который исходит от какого-то источника.
In the same way, this material world is a reflection of the spiritual world.
И подобным же образом этот материальный мир это отражение духовного мира.
And whatever pleasure we experience in this material world,
и какое бы счастье мы не испытывали в материальном мире,
is only a simply faint reflection of the pleasure that exists in the spiritual world.
Это всего лишь такое, ну, как бы слабое отражение счастья духовного мира.
Because the spiritual world is the actual substance.
Потому что духовный мир это как бы настоящая реальность.
Just like it's described here, that in the spiritual world there's no need for sunshine or moonshine or fire or electricity.
Как здесь описано, что в духовном мире нет необходимости в свете солнца или луны или в электричестве.
Because in the spiritual world everything is self-effulgent.
Потому что в духовном мире все является, все излучает свет.
Everything is all the light and effulgence is emanating from the transcendental body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Весь свет, он исходит от трансцендентного тела Верховной Личности Бога.
Even the light that we see in this world,
даже тот свет, который мы видим в этом мире,
the light that is coming from the sun is actually a reflection of the Brahma Jyoti coming from the spiritual world.
Свет, который исходит от солнца, в действительности это всего лишь отражение света, который исходит из Брахма Джоти.
The sun appears to be self-luminous.
Солнце кажется самоизлучающим светом.
But it's getting, it gets its energy from the reflection of the Brahma Jyoti emanating from the transcendental body of the world.
Но солнце, оно отражает трансцендентный свет Брахма Джоти или сияние тела Господа.
This is described in the Brahma Samhita.
Это описано в Брахма Самхите.
That I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is the source of all power.
Я поклоняюсь Говинде, изначальному Господу, который является источником всего могущества.
The glowing effulgence emanating from his transcendental form.
И сияние, которое исходит от его трансцендентной формы.
It is absolute, complete, and unlimited.
А это сияние абсолютно полно и неограничено.
And it displays the countless varieties of planets. And it displays the countless varieties of planets.
И оно распространяется.
Displays. The effulgence is displaying. It's
lighting.
With their different opulences. And millions and millions of universes. It's that effulgence coming from the body of the Lord. Which is the actual source of light. Therefore, in the spiritual world, there's no need for sunlight. No moonlight. No fire, no electricity. In the spiritual world, everything is light. It is only in this material world where there is darkness. Because this material world is compared to be like a cloud within the spiritual sky.
Потому что этот материальный мир он сравнивается с облаком в духовном небе.
And wherever there is a cloud, it is blocking the sun, it is blocking the light.
И облако, как мы знаем, оно закрывает свет солнца.
That's like when we explained in the very beginning about Lord Brahma when he took his birth in the universe.
Как вначале мы объясняли, что Господь Брахма, когда он родился в этой вселенной.
Because there was no sun yet.
Поскольку еще даже не было солнца.
It was not yet created.
Солнце не было еще сотворено.
So when he took his birth in the universe, everything was in darkness.
И когда он родился в этой вселенной, все было погружено в темноту.
Because he was within that cloud of the Mahatattva.
Потому что он был внутри этого облака Махататвы.
Which is simply a portion of it, of the spiritual sky.
Которая является всего лишь частью духовного неба.
So, that is the nature of the material world.
И так такова природа материального мира.
In the material world there is darkness. In the material world there is darkness.
В материальном мире существует темнота.
So, therefore, the illusion of the material world being covered by that darkness is when we cannot see a thing connected to
Krishna.
Just like we described how the sun light is connected to the effulgence coming from the body of the Lord.
Как мы описывали, что свет солнца, он связан с сиянием, исходящим от тела Господа.
And we described how this cloud also was created from the energies of the Supreme Lord, the Mahatattva.
И мы объяснили, как это облако Махататва, оно также было сотворено энергией его.
And how the Lord also expands himself into the different Purusha avatars.
И как Господь также проявляет себя, расширяет себя и проявляет себя через различные Пуруша аватары.
And he enters into each universe as Garbhadakshay Vishnu.
И он входит в каждую вселенную как Garbhadakshay Vishnu.
And from the Adamam of Garbhadakshay Vishnu comes Lord Brahma, the first created being within the universe.
И Господь Брахма, источником Господа Брахмы, первого сотворенного живого существа во Вселенной, является также Garbhadakshay Vishnu.
And then Lord Brahma creates all the varieties within the universe.
И Господь Брахма творит все разнообразие внутри Вселенной.
But he's given both the intelligence and the seeds of creation by the Lord.
Но и разум, и семена творения ему были даны Господом.
Just like a person, the gardener is given the seeds and he can plant the seeds.
Точно так же, как садовник, он получает семена и он может их высадить.
But he doesn't create the seeds.
Но он сам не создает семена.
He's simply taking the seeds and planting them and growing.
Берет эти семена, сажает их и что-нибудь выращивает.
So Lord Brahma took the seeds of creation within this universe which were given to him by the Lord.
Точно так же Господь Брахма, он взял семена для творения внутри этой вселенной, и эти семена, они были даны ему Господом.
Originally, everything that exists in this creation is connected with the Lord.
Изначально все, что существует в этом мире, связано с Господом.
But it's very difficult for us to trace back in time to find out that origin or that source.
Но нам очень трудно проследить во времени, когда это началось, и как бы вернуться к источнику.
And therefore it appears that everything acts and works very perfectly independent from the Supreme Lord.
И поэтому кажется, что все работает и действует так замечательно и совершенным образом, будучи не связанным с Верховным Господом.
So the Srimad Bhagavatam explains that this is simply an imaginary experience of a world separate from Krishna.
И Srimad Bhagavatam объясняет, что такой опыт – это воображаемый опыт, восприятие этого мира, когда мы воспринимаем его как не связанного, как то, что не связано с Кришной.
And it compares it to the acts of desiring and dreaming.
Это сравнивается с действиями, когда мы спим или желаем.
Just like we gave the example of the dream.
Как мы привели пример сна.
When a person dreams of something at night which is very wonderful or horrible.
Как человек, он во сне видит нечто ужасное или замечательное.
But then there's also the daydream.
Но также есть дневной сон.
He dreams of daydreams of something that he would like to have or something he would like to avoid.
Во сне он мечтает или видит нечто, что он хотел бы иметь или чего он хотел бы избежать.
That daydream is also an illusion.
Этот дневной сон это также иллюзия.
We think so much of something that we would like to have that will make us happy.
Днем мы думаем обо многих вещах, которые мы хотели бы иметь и которые делают нас счастливыми.
But then when we get it,
но когда мы это обретаем,
and we become so much attached to the pleasure derived from it,
но тогда мы так привязываемся к наслаждению, которое получаем из
этого, it also becomes a source of distress.
Что это также становится источником страданий.
We don't see the distress.
Мы не видим страданий.
We only dream of the happiness it will bring us.
Мы мечтаем только о счастье, которое нам это принесет.
We don't think that, oh yes, when it's taken away, I'll be so much in distress. No, as long as it's connected to me, I'll be happy. But the material nature has a way of taking everything away. And changing. Changing, that was which was the source of my happiness, now becomes the source of my distress.
И это меняется таким образом, что то, что было источником моего счастья, сейчас становится источником моего страдания.
Just like the story of King Chitraketu.
Как приводит эта история царя Читракету.
He was so anxious to have a son.
Он так сильно желал иметь сына.
But all of his queens were barren and could not produce a son for him.
Но все его царицы, они были бесплодными и не могли родить сына.
But he was so anxious, he must have a son.
Но он так сильно хотел этого, он думал, я должен иметь сына.
That even though he was so wealthy,
несмотря на то, что он был таким богатым,
he had everything in his kingdom he could possibly want. He could not be happy because he did not have the sun. And everything appeared to be vacant to him. So he was given a benediction by Angira Muni, by which one of his wives could produce for him a son. And he was told that this son would be named Harshashoka. Harshashoka means happiness and distress. He said, this son will be a great source of joy for you. But it will also become a great source of distress. But King Chuchiketu, he didn't think about the distress. He was thinking, well, that probably means that my son will not behave himself very properly. But that's okay, even if he doesn't behave properly. At least I'll have a son, and that will make me happy. So that was all he could think. So he took the offering that Angira Muni had given to him. And Angira Muni told him, he said, you take this and you give it to your wife, and when she eats it, she'll be able to produce a child for you. So King Chitraketu, he had many queens. Because in Vedic times, the king was allowed to keep many queens. But all these other queens could not produce a son for him. But when he gave this to his one queen, what was her name? Kritaduti? Kritaduti.
Yeah.
She became pregnant and produced a son. When the son appeared, King Chitraketu was so ecstatic. The word went out to the kingdom that the king has a son. And he began distributing charity to all the Brahmins throughout the kingdom. Because he was thinking that, yes, this son, I want this son to have a very good reputation. To live long, happy life, healthy life. So he did everything within his power to get such a benediction. But the co-wives of the queen, of the king, became very envious. Because soon after the birth of the child, they became envious of the wife who produced the child. Because she was given so much special attention. And now all of them, they were considered to be second class. One very sinful queen, she conspired with other queens. And decided that they would poison the son. So one night, they entered into the chambers and gave poison to the child. And when Queen Kritaduti entered into the chamber to see her, to take her son, she saw the lifeless child. She began beating her breasts, crying. And when the king heard her crying, he entered into the chamber. And saw her holding the lifeless child in her arms. He was thrown so much into lamentation. It became intolerable for him. Actually, it's described in the purport of the Bhagavatam. That this child of King Chitraketu was actually an enemy of his in a previous life. And he took birth as his son simply to give him pain. But King Chitraketu was thinking, no, this will be the greatest source of my happiness. That's all he could think about was the happiness he would get from producing the son. But wherever there is happiness in this material world, there will always be distress. Because one cannot experience happiness without distress in the material world. One cannot experience happiness without distress in this material world. Because it's not real happiness. It is only the reflection. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam describes that it is simply an imaginary experience. Just like the night dream, and the daydream. The daydream, we also dream of something we would like to have or something we would like to avoid. But we simply create a reality which has no existence beyond our own imagination. That's as far as it goes. It's not real. It seems real. It seems real because that is the power, the illusory energy of the Lord. But the only thing that is real, as Krishna says in this verse, is that which is connected to me. He said, what appears to be real without me is certainly my illusory energy. For nothing can exist without me. It is like a reflection of a real light in the shadows. For in the light there are neither shadows nor reflections. Therefore it is so important to hear the message of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In order to understand that which is beyond our experience of this world, we have to receive the transcendental message from the Absolute Source. Receive the transcendental message from the Absolute Source. There is more that we could say about that, but there is no time. Yoga Maya wants to ask a question.
Yoga Maya wants to ask a question.
Huh?
Oh
no. We only have like 1 minute, so why don't we have a question connected with the evening lunch?
До этого я бы так сказал, что он уже разбежал в океане. Да. И мы знаем, что от Господа всегда исходит свет. Но в этом случае почему-то света не было.
When Lord Brahma was born, we know that before his birth, Garbhadakasha Vishnu, he already was lying in the ocean of Garbhadaka. And we know that the Lord is always a object, that he is always in the source of life. But in this case, he did not.
Not in these manifestations of the Mahatattva. That's coming from the transcendental body of Krishna. But in the expansions of Garbhadaksha and
Vishnu.
The light is not created within the material world until Lord Brahma creates. Talking about the effulgence, we're talking about the effulgence coming from the body of Krishna. Krishna is still Bhagavan Svayam. Krishna, whose manifest form is always in the spiritual world. That is the original source of Brahmajyoti. Not his expansion. What is happiness for people? That's a long answer.
No, it's a long answer.
But real happiness is happiness is in connection with the Supreme Lord. And it's described that one experiences real happiness when the Lord is pleased by his activities. The perfection of our life is to satisfy the Lord by our activities. And when the Lord is happy, we automatically become happy. Just like when the hand gives the food to the stomach, if the stomach is satisfied, then the hand is satisfied. Because the hand's nourishment is dependent upon the stomach. In the same way, when the Lord is pleased by our activities, we automatically become happy. Because the Lord actually wants to give us this happiness. And we exist for that reason. He wants to give us, share with us the pleasure of the spiritual world. It's described that there are three types of happiness. Happiness derived from sense gratification or fruits of activities. Happiness derived from salvation. And the happiness derived from rendering devotional service to the Lord. The third type of happiness, rendering devotional service, is real happiness. Whereas the first two are temporary. And wherever there is temporary happiness, distress must follow. Real happiness is ananda. It's transcendental to material happiness. And it continues forever. But we have no experience of that happiness. Because we mistake happiness in this world for the mitigation of our distress. Then we think we're happy. When our senses or our mind is temporarily satisfied with some pleasure,
когда наш ум или наши чувства, они временно получают какое-то наслаждение.
We think that's happiness.
Когда мы думаем, это счастье.
But it's only a temporary mitigation of our distress.
Но это лишь временное исправление от или уменьшение страданий.
Prabhupada gives the example. If somebody beat you over the head for 23 hours, and if he stopped for the last hour, you'd feel very happy. You would think this is very wonderful. I'm really happy now. But that's not real happiness. It's only temporary relief of distress. And sense gratification is just like that. It's very temporary. It doesn't last very long. We try to make it last long. But time is a way of making it go by very quickly. Confirm. So real happiness is beyond that happiness. Real happiness is that which Krishna directly gives to his devotee. It is the happiness derived from pleasing the Lord.
Это счастье, которое можно обрести, удовлетворяя Господа.
And when the Lord is pleased by our activities,
и когда Господь доволен нашей деятельностью,
that is the greatest source of happiness.
То тогда это величайший источник счастья.
Because that happiness is eternal.
Потому что такое счастье вечно.
And will never be taken away.
И оно никогда не будет отобрано.
Alright.